Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The first time the phrase, "May the 4th be with you," appeared in the world was in 1979. Just a smidge less than 2 years after what's now known as Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, premiered. May 4th of 1979 was the day that Britain's first female prime minister was elected to that office, and the phrase appeared in a newspaper ad congratulating Margaret Thatcher on her historic victory. But that seems like a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Since then, there have been 8 additional movies in the Skywalker saga alone, plus other films, a holiday special, animated and live-action television series, video games, books, and on and on. And now, May 4th is something of an international Star Wars holiday. May has traditionally been a month for Star Wars. The first 6 films in the Skywalker saga all debuted in May during their years of release. It's also the month that boasts the birthday of the creator himself, George Lucas, on May 14th. A compelling argument was made at one point by Star Wars fans that May 25th would be the best day for a Star Wars day, as it's the date that A New Hope was originally released in 1977. But that idea never quite gained traction. It was the internet and social media that eventually revived the "May the 4th be with you" wordplay. In the 20-teens, fans across platforms began talking about May 4th as Star Wars Day and tagging posts as such. They used it as an excuse to watch the movies all over again, if you need such an excuse, and to talk about it under unified hashtags like May the 4th. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email back in 2016 with Amy Ratcliffe, a writer for StarWars.com and a correspondent for The Nerdist. She said that the best thing about this new holiday is that there's no set way to celebrate. Quote, "I've seen fans throw special parties with themed food and cocktails for the occasion. I've seen fans gather at restaurants, bars, and comic book shops. I've seen fans head to Disney parks to celebrate with special events or by riding Star Tours." Since there are no official guidelines for the holiday, there's no wrong way to celebrate it. To that end, other organizations have gotten in on the festivities to support great causes. For instance, Rancho Obi-Wan, a Star Wars museum run by former Lucasfilm head of fan relations Steve Sansweet, has used this week to highlight a fundraiser for their education and preservation mission. And the U.S. Rebel Alliance, an organization created by fan activist Andrew Slack, has used the day to talk about the importance of mentors and teachers by way of Yoda. Using the hashtag #TeachMeYouDid, they've tried to make the holiday an opportunity to honor the teachers of our lives. And for many, Star Wars itself is that teacher. However people celebrate, it's good news for Disney and Lucasfilm, as it's essentially free publicity. Ratcliffe said, "The holiday has gained traction in the media in the last 5 or so years to the point where even people who don't know Star Wars, like my mom, will text me to say, 'May the 4th be with you.'" Of course, the owners of Star Wars and their merchandising partners get in on the celebration as well. Sales on every type of Star Wars merchandise available abound on May 4th. And let's be honest, it wouldn't be a true American holiday without this feature. But however you decide to celebrate, one thing is certain. The 4th will be with you. Always. Today's episode is based on the article, "Why Exactly is May 4th a Star Wars Holiday?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Brian Young. To hear more from Brian about Star Wars, check out his podcast, Full of Sith, also co-hosted by Holly Fry of Stuff You Missed in History Class. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.